things that remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best friend to have is one who reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I like to close with an ayat from the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا.
Oh, woe is it me. This is what some people will say on Yom Kiyamah, the Day of Judgment. Woe, woe, woe unto me. Would that I had never taken such a one for a friend. They did take me away from the reminder after it came to me. Woe to me, would that I had not taken this man, this woman, this person as a friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنَ الذِّكْرَ. They definitely misled me from the reminder. بَعْتَ إِذْ جَانِي. After it came to me. Woe to the Muslims who take kafirs for friends. Woe, woe, woe to the Muslims who take kafirs as friends. Kafir will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. You know you have to pray. But your Catholic friend said, come, let's go. Let's go have fun. Come on, let's get down. Come on, let's go. Let's have fun. Come on, let's go. You won't make salat because your Catholic friends won't remind you. In fact, your Catholic friends will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Believe me, brothers and sisters. Take not into your intimacy those outside of your rank. They will not fail to corrupt you. Don't you know our children surrounded by kafirs? I'm telling you, it's making the hearts of our children corrupt, dirty, vile. It's clear, the principles are clear. Birds of the feather, they say, flock together. And so when our Muslims hang out with the non-Muslims, you become just like them. You talk just like them. You do what they do. You dress the way they dress. You act the way they act. You want to be just like them. Because their hearts are corrupt. And now they're corrupting your heart. Plain and simple. You want to clean your heart? Stick to the righteous. Because this righteousness in your heart is natural. And this is why when one of the Sahaba came, in my conclusion, came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet said, you come to ask about righteousness? Istafti qalbak. Consult your heart. You don't have to read about it in a book. It's in your nature. It's ingrained in your nature. Righteousness makes your heart feel tranquil and peaceful. And sin makes you feel anxious. Your body, your soul, your heart is anxious. You don't feel right. And even if you ask somebody's fatwa, legal opinion, and they say, yes, you can do that, but still within you say, oh, something's wrong. Allah is my witness. Every city I go, people ask the same question. Oh, brother Imam, can we in America, because of our condition, pay interest? But the same person asked the one before me and the one before him and the one before and the one before, and they were asked the one after. And we tell them, no, you can't do it. It's haram, it's haram, it's haram. They will ask someone and someone say, yes, you can do, but still within they know that it's not right because there's anxiety in the heart. Sickness in the heart.
فَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ.
It's not the eyes that are blind, it's your heart.
Brothers and sisters, please work on our hearts today. If you have bad company, cut them loose today. If you have Muslim brothers that are telling you, let's rob a bank for Allah, cut him loose today. If brother, young sister, you have a young brother coming to you and say to you, sister, listen, one day we're going to get married and really it's legal, we can be together. It's really legal. Cut him loose today. Zina, fornication, adultery is wrong. It's wrong. It's haram. Don't do it. Don't go near it. Don't let the man tell you anything, because if he loves you, he would not commit the haram with you if he really loves you. For he's dragging you down to hell. All your associations right now, Muslims you know taking crack, cut them loose today. Say, brother, come, let's go to the imam. Let's get ourselves together. Let's come back to the masjid. Let's get back on the salat line. Let's make salat. Let's remember Allah. Two things you have to do. Cut the dunya loose. You got to cut the dunya loose, because the dunya is the reminder of shaitan. And go back to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do that, brothers and sisters, you see your heart is going to feel peaceful. No matter what problems you have. It can be tomorrow, the end of the world. But you be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't feel it. All of the problems around you, you won't feel it, because your heart will be tranquil. And you'll be able to deal with it. And you'll be able to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even caring about your own life. You ready to now to die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because man, your heart now is clean. And Allah is purifying your heart. And I say to you, brothers, this last thing as I close down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite wisdom gave us guidance in the Quran. And I just want to relay that and then we go. My dear brothers and sisters, brothers especially, we're in the hot weather. These women out there are designed by shaitan to take you from the remembrance of Allah. The more you take a harmless look, the more you're being taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These women are the instruments of shaitan to take Muslims away from the remembrance of Allah. That's the only way why they're dressed like that. They don't even recognize it, don't even know it. But you know they take you from the remembrance of Allah. Brother can hardly go on the street lest he lose the remembrance of Allah staring at these naked women. Now look at the wisdom Allah says in the Quran as I conclude. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا سألتهن متاع فاسألهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن. سبحان الله. سبحان الله, brothers. You see, if you want your heart to be purified, it can be. This is what Allah says. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ. And when you, O companions of the Prophet, ask them, the wives of the Prophet, for any utensil, ask them from behind the veil. Ask them from behind a curtain. Ask them from behind some kind of barrier between you and them. Why? Because that is purer for your heart and purer for their heart. Who are you talking to? I am talking about the best human being that ever walked the earth, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are they talking to? Prostitutes? No. Loose women? No. Who are they talking to? They're talking to the mother of the faithful. They're talking to the wives of the prophet. Even when you ask them for some utensil, ask from behind the veil. I don't want to look at the wives of the prophet. I don't want to look at Aisha. I don't want to look at Khadija. I don't want to look at any of the wives of the prophet of Allah. Why? I'm going to ask from behind the curtain. That's pure for my heart. And pure for their heart. What about 1991? Not in Mecca, Medina, but in New York City, the most corrupt city on earth.
فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور.
It is not the eyes that are blind, but the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to guide the Muslim ummah all throughout the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. Oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. Make our work pleasing to Thee. O Allah, strengthen our souls and our hearts, that we may remember Thee. Help unify the ranks of the Muslims. Help to clean up our whole homes, clean our souls and our hearts. Guide us on Surat al-Mustaqim.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ولا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك الرحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم